And there's Tom Rush doing the Joni Mitchell song, Urge for Going. And there's Tom Rush on the telephone. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Living the dream. How about yourself?
Doing the same. Boy, I'm glad you are. That's good. You're coming to town. You're going to be at Cafe Lena on April 26th. And I thought, well, let's get Tom on the phone and talk to him, because it's always a fun time. So thanks for agreeing to do this.
Well, I love the Cafe Lena. It's one of the smaller rooms that I play these days. So to make up for that, I've got to do two shows. And there's going to be one show at 4 p.m. and one show at 7 p.m. And actually, your listeners, you can go straight to TomRush.com, click on shows. There'll be a drop-down menu that'll take you right to the ticket page.
Hey, Tom, tell me about when you first heard that song, Urge for Going. How did you decide you wanted to play that?
I was playing a club in Detroit, Michigan called the Chessmate. I played there for 2 weeks every summer back then. Joni came in one night, and she asked the boss if she could do a quick guest set because she had just started writing songs. She'd been in a folk duo with her then-husband Chuck Mitchell, and they were doing mainly traditional folk stuff. But she just started writing songs of her own, and she wanted me to hear them and maybe record them, which worked out quite well. She got up and did four tunes, and Urge for Going was the last of the four. Knocked my socks off. And then she came off stage after she had any more new songs, because I was overdue, like 2 years overdue, for delivering an album to Elektra. She said, no, I don't have any more new songs, but give me a minute, or words to that effect. And a couple of weeks later, sent me a tape with six brilliant songs. And just before the last song on the tape, she apologized for the upcoming tune. She said, I just finished writing this. It's not much good. I'm so embarrassed, but here it is. And I named the album after it. It was The Circle Game.
So when you've heard that tape, what were you thinking as you listened to those songs?
I was thinking, she's good. Especially, well, the ones that really grabbed me were Urge for Going from the stage, and then Circle Game on the tape. Those are the ones that I wanted to. She just is a brilliant, brilliant songwriter. I hear a lot of songs I like, but I have no inclination to perform them. But then once in a while, I get that goosebump reaction. I say, oh, I got to do that one.
Is that what sort of compels you to take a song and then do it yourself?
Nothing rational. It's purely a physical reaction. Oh, that's a good one. I want to do that. My methodology is to listen to the original version and play it until I've learned it. And then once I've learned it, I don't listen to the original anymore. And it drifts off in its own direction. So what I'm doing on stage isn't just a copy of the original version. It's my interpretation, which makes it a lot more fun.
We're on the phone with Tom Rush. He's going to be at Cafe Lena April 26th. He says a couple of shows. Now, Tom, over the years, you've had this remarkable ear for emerging talent. You're still listening and finding new talent, aren't you?
I'm going to be bringing a young guy with me, now that you mention it, named Brendan Cleary. We just started working together a couple of months ago. I heard him playing in a bar in Boston. And I didn't have time to stop and listen, but I was just on my way out through the lobby and he was playing in the hotel bar. And I thought, this guy's good. And I got in touch with him later and got him on my Rockport Sundays series. I've been doing this online video series called Rockport Sundays, where I post an episode every Sunday. They stay up for 8 weeks. But I got him on as a guest. And then last January, I said, this guy's too good. I got to get him out of the bars and get him onto stages. Wow. And so he's been my accompanist. He'll be doing a few songs on his own during the course of the shows. And he's basically stealing the show and I pay him to do it. What is wrong with me?
Tom, you are nuts.
You're right. You're right. I need therapy. Brendan Cleary, you're going to love him.
Awesome. Well, it's good therapy for us, Tom, that you come and you play. And Tom Rush is going to be at Cafe Lena on April 26th. Tom, when you look back at your own catalog, are there some songs that sort of feel more who you are today, even than when you wrote them?
Well, actually, circling back, I've actually been writing many more songs lately. I've written more songs in the last 10 years than in the first 50 years of my career. I've just come to realize that 2026 is my 67th annual farewell tour.
Good on you.
I started out doing traditional folk stuff and then started singing other people's songs when the singer-songwriter things. I was actually accused of ushering in the singer-songwriter era by Rolling Stone because the Circle Game album that we mentioned a few minutes ago, named after Joni's song, introduced the world to Joni and Jackson Browne and James Taylor. All three of them were recorded for the first time on that album. And there went the singer-songwriter era. I wasn't looking to introduce anything. I just needed some good songs. And along came Joni, Jackson, and James, all within a year. And there you go.
We're with Tom Rush on the phone, ushering in even the current folk revival, I guess we could say, because you're bringing Brandon with you.
Brandon Cleary's going to be coming with me, and he's really good. He's a good accompanist, which is what he'll be doing playing behind me. But then he'll be doing some songs on his own. He's a really good writer, singer, guitar player. He's a major talent. Someday I will be his opening act. My previous two accompanists, Matt Nakoa, who I probably had with me last time I played at Lena's, is now, he's writing music for a Broadway play, so he's not available. And Seth Glear, my other accompanist, is having a baby, so he's not available. So Brendan Cleary came along just in the nick of time.
All right, Tom, your latest album, Gardens Old, Flowers New, feels very fresh and reflective. What inspired these songs for you?
Well, they're from all over the place. Most of them are pretty recent. One of them, Glory Road, goes way back 53 years. I did it on a radio show 53 years ago, and it was recorded, and I played that scratchy recording for Matt Nakoa, my producer, who was also my accompanist. Anyway, he said, I like it, let's do that. And another one I wrote for my daughter, who is now 26. I wrote it for her when she was a baby, Sienna's song. But most of them are pretty recent, and where they come from, I can't tell you. I actually don't remember writing songs. They just kind of happen. My vision is that there's some kind of cloud of songs out there in the universe, and they come zooming through like comets. And my job is to try to catch them before they zoom away again. But I don't sit down to write a song on purpose. Very, very seldom do I do that.
Does the flash of inspiration just sort of come to you just like that?
Yeah, it very often when I'm half asleep and I grab my phone and make a recording, and then in the morning I've got to try to figure out what I meant by
the words you make up when you're half asleep, right?
Yeah.
We're on the phone with Tom Rush. Tom has got a couple of shows up at Cafe Lena on April 26th. Tom, before we get to a song from Gardens Old, Flowers New, I was wondering if you had any advice for young singer-songwriters trying to find their voice today.
My advice has been over the eons has always been play in front of an audience as often as you can. The audience, and pay attention to the audience. When you first start out, you're so nervous that you can't really do anything except try to remember the song. But after you've done it a few times, start paying attention to the audience. My recent revelation is the audience doesn't want perfection. They want connection. And your job is to connect with them. It isn't to play everything perfectly. It's to make a connection. And so play in front of a live audience as often as you can. And you will learn very, very soon, I hope, how to perform.
How do you feel that connection when you actually have made a connection with an audience? How do you feel it?
Well, it's like a conversation. It's kind of one-sided, of course, because I get to do all the talking.
And you have the microphone.
And I have a microphone and they don't. I started way, way back before you were born, children. I started telling stories on stage because I had one guitar, but I had several different guitar tunings. And I would have to retune the guitar to get to the different tunings. And the audience would start to shuffle their feet and look at their watches. And that's where I decided, well, I'll tell stories in between and keep their attention. And now I actually get requests for the stories. It blows my mind.
Tom Rush, going to be at Cafe Lena April 26th. Got a couple of shows there, cafelena.org, tomrush.com. And make sure you check out the Rockport Sundays series, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Tom, let's listen to a song from Gardens Old, Flowers New. You want to say anything about Sailing?
Sailing is, it was a big hit on Margaritaville Radio. They played it to death. It was the number one song on the station, except for some tunes by some guy named, I forget his name now, some songwriter. Anyway, it's a song about love, and I guess I'm equating love to going on a sailing trip.